So I've chosen three areas from the book to talk about today. And the first of them is love, about love and about letting go, and those two things taken together. Because love and letting go are so much part of being a parent. And when we talk about spiritual growth or spiritual life, I mean, what we're talking about is growth often in wisdom and in compassion, in love. So love obviously is, you know, fundamental to the spiritual life. Love is one of the great gifts that is sort of like handed on a plate, if you like, by becoming a parent. And in fact, the Buddha draws on the sort of the parental love, mother love, in a very famous sutta, where he talks about, he likens, just as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, it's that much love that we're aspiring to feel for all people, for the whole of the universe, all of the time. It's unconditional love. I mean, what parenting gives us is an insight into what it actually means to love unconditionally. I mean, one of the fathers that I interviewed for the book, I've actually never met, but he may be here, he was on the phone. One of the things he said was, in the interview, he was saying, well, my life began when my son was born. And I was like, oh, you know, how do you mean? You know, what began? And he was paused for a minute, and then he said, my heart, you know, it's my heart. He just felt like his heart had suddenly opened and really engaged with life for the first time when his son was born. And it's that love, that strength of love and unconditional love, in a way, that's the natural order of things. That's what we're capable of feeling for all beings, for all of creation, for, you know, for everything around us, all of the time. And actually, being able to feel that in response to our children just gives us, even if it's momentarily, I mean, it's not something we live all the time, year in, year out as parents, but even if it's just flashes at times, that gives us an insight into what we're actually capable of feeling all the time. And so one of the things to emphasise really is just to accept that as a gift. You know, it's a heart opening, it's a gift of heart opening. And really embrace that, you know, and use it and draw on it. And also I think, you know, if we're living our lives in the context that we are on a spiritual journey, we're on a spiritual path, we're looking to develop spiritually, you're feeling that love in the context of, you know, this is what I am aspiring to feel. You know, so you don't just see it as, this is just my mother-child or father-child bond. It's like, this is love, this is what I'm aspiring to feel for everybody all the time. And you can just take moments sometimes to reflect on that. Because obviously it comes with a pitfall, you know, like one of the pitfalls is it's all so threatening out there and I love this being so much. You can sort of close down to a little family unit trying to sort of seal off everybody else around because it's all so threatening. So it's about using it, you know, making the most of the opportunities, really. And it's not about we'll instantly radiate love to everybody just because we're parents. If that was true, the world would be a really different place because so many of us are parents. But, you know, maybe about, you know, you suddenly notice you're getting a bit more tolerant, a bit kinder every so often with people that irritate. And linked to love very closely, one of the things that Buddhism teaches us is that we cause our own happiness so much of the time by trying to hold on to and hold fixed things that aren't, things that we can't own. We can't own anyone, we can't own anything, we can't hold on to them, we can't expect them to be ours or to stay the same forever. You know, you can't hold anything fixed as it flows past. And that's what we try and do so much. We love somebody, you know, it's a natural human condition's tendency to want to hold on. But actually everybody changes all the time. And I think, again, one of the great gifts of being a parent is that we live that reality so much of the time. Because you see your children change before your eyes. They change and grow, you know, maybe not from day to day, but if I see my children for a week or 2 weeks, which I quite regularly don't because I'm separate from their father, then they seem to change just in that time. So we're living that reality that, you know, we love them hugely and unconditionally, yet we can't hold them fixed, we can't hold on to them. It's, you have to love, it's like loving with an open hand, you have to love from the moment they can walk, you know, they're walking, you know, off down this field away from us to things that are more interesting or whatever. They're moving away almost from the time that they have motion. So it's a constant sense of loving and letting go. I mean, I want to read out a bit that I've put in the book about this sort of letting go, because I think it is something that's very, very important. Which is about, it's just a reflection I had when cleaning out the toy cupboard, which is probably something, again, those of you who are parents will do every so often, you know, there's a sort of a wave of things. Anyway, Periodically, Ella and I tackle the toy cupboard. We make piles of what she and her brother have grown out of and take them to the local charity shop, relegate them to the bin, or pass them on to other people. The process we enjoy together, harmonious teamwork, spiced with nostalgia, and rolled with a satisfactory outcome, a clear space, a job well done, and some forgotten games rescued from the depths to happily occupy the following hours. And one morning I did this alone, basically. Ella wasn't there, and the Buddhist Centre needed a lot of toys. So without Ella there, you know, I found myself lingering over these toys, wanting to keep them just a bit longer, you know, in case one or both of my children were to regain experience joy in building a brightly coloured house and garden of Duplo blocks. Remembering my delight at witnessing that cooperative and creative play, my satisfaction that all was as it should be. It was easier to drop a couple of macho robots into the bag, the contrast highlighting to me my own expectations of how children should play. I left the pirates and their ship in the unlikely event that Jai would want them once more in the imaginary game he still plays in the bath. Or was it me that was not ready to let them go? So more than anything, that sort of periodic process epitomises for me this thing of letting go. Each stage of my children's life, it's like with each clear out of the toy cupboard, you're having to let go different phases. You know, somehow the baby toys are easier to let go of. But now it's like the stage my children are at now, which is 10 and 12, it's like soon there won't be a toy cupboard to clear at all. And it contains games that challenge me rather than train sets and Lego. So what I wrote here was, in my heart I feel a mixture of sadness, excitement, delight and pride as I watch them grow into themselves. But it's the sadness that's most present as I decide that I will, after all, take the big box of Duplo blocks to the Buddhist Centre. So that's one of the great areas, really, of opportunity for us, I think, as parents, is this mixture of unconditional love that we can feel, an insight into our capacity to feel love, combined with this need to keep letting go, to do it with our hands open. And just something very powerful about just living that reality day in, day out.